Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to a chat about the Dallas Cowboys football team and free agency. Do you guys know how many teams haven't done anything today? One. And if there's an option to bet on BetOnline, which team would not do anything today? I would have nailed it. It is your Dallas Cowboys football team. But hey, you should swing by BetOnline. Use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V. And that way you get a nice little sign-up bonus when you join. 50% welcome bonus. You know, you got the big tournament coming up in college. My Mavs are out there whooping Chicago, and BetOnline is the best place to do all these things. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile device. Promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V. That'll get you 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Jerry's on spring break, y'all. Y'all know that. He's on spring. And no, Ryan, we can't do a mock draft yet. Soon, though. Soon we can do a mock draft. So there's a bunch of stuff, Jeff, talk us off the ledge. I can try, but I actually think that the Cowboys are screwing up. I understand their general philosophy. Their general philosophy is drafting and developing, and keeping your own is really, really good, and that is wonderful. Last offseason, they kind of went outside the norm, and they traded picks for established veterans that they knew were good football players, and I support that. I think that that's good. They don't use free agency almost at all, and I think that's a mistake. There's three ways to add players. They use two of them. They use free agency, but the guys that they sign from the bottom of the barrel. And when it doesn't work out, they wonder. And then that's like, well, we can't do free agency because every time we do, the guys aren't very good. That's because you don't sign the good guys. So that's tough. Formulas in the super chat. We knew the boys wouldn't do crap in free agency. We're pissed, though. It's true. We knew they wouldn't do anything in free agency. They never were going to. They were going to go on spring break and hang out for a week. But I did run out of time on the radio today. I ran out of time on the radio during a Cowboy segment, so I figured we would just do overtime right here. By the way, 97.1 The Freak. 2 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Yes, they are probably literally on a yacht right now. Not worried about free agency. And here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is every offseason isn't the same offseason. Last year, the free agents that they brought in were Cooks, Gilmore, and Chuma Edoga. Chuma Edoga didn't bring you anything. Cooks was fine, and they brought him in because they lost Noah Brown, so they needed a starting receiver, plus Gallup hadn't been the same, so they knew they needed more at wide receiver, so they traded for him. But we could call that replacing a starter in Noah Brown. They brought in Stephon Gilmore to replace a starter in Anthony Brown, and they brought in Chuma Edoga to be an offensive lineman, right? That's what they did. So essentially, they didn't do free agency last year either. And that was okay because of how many things you needed, because of how many things were departing. The people that were departing, you were okay for outside of two spots. This offseason, it's not the same thing. This offseason, oh yeah, they brought in Ronald Jones. This offseason, you're losing your starting left tackle, your starting center, a starting receiver, a starting running back, without somebody behind him that's better than him this time. So that's four. Two starting corners. Your only linebacker, Leighton Vander Esch, and your starting nose tackle in Jonathan Hankins. So now it's like, okay, so eight spots is what needs replacing. We know how they replaced the ones they needed last year, and there was really two of them. And they replaced those two by making trades. Woo-hoo, done. Now that you have to replace eight, so far they've done nothing. All off seasons aren't built the same. This one requires more. And yet, here we are. And I would imagine we're a day or two away from the newspaper article that Jerry gives quotes for, or off the record quotes that Jerry or Steven gives. It's like, we, you know, we'd love to sign free agents, but we just, you know, CeeDee Lamb needs his money and Dak Prescott needs his money. And they'll blame their good players who they're in negotiations with for the fact that they can't sign free agents, which is obviously a lie. Extending CeeDee Lamb would save you money. Extending Dak would save you money. You have multiple restructures that you can still do that you probably will do to sign free agents eventually. You just won't do it yet because now is a convenient time to convince your fan base that it's your best players that are stopping you from signing people. It's what they do. It's what they do. So yeah, this is where you are. This is where the Cowboys are, and this is where the offseason is. So you got eight starters to replace. They're going to do none of it with high-end free agency. They're going to try to plug leaks with bad free agents, and they're going to probably force their hand to pick positions instead of players in the draft, and it's all pretty gross. It's all pretty gross. Shout out to my super chats. Jay, it's my birthday. You guys had me on for the two-minute drill. Thank you very much. For Fantasyland, what would it take for us to get Devin White and Chase Young? Thanks, love the freak. No chance. And Devin White, I don't think, is a good football player. I think it's really fun to watch him run fast and sometimes rush the passer, but I think he's constantly lost, both in coverage and in the run game. I don't think he's a very good player. Levante David is their good linebacker. I think this team's in serious trouble the next few years. Thoughts from Formula? I think it is very possible that this year is iffy and next year's bad. And it depends. A lot of it depends on the quarterback. And I think a lot of people will be happy if it plays out in a way where, like, the Cowboys want to extend Dak, but they're offering something like $50 million. Like, hey, this is right at the top of the quarterback market, and he's doing what quarterback's doing, going, right, but I have you over a barrel. You can't trade me. You can't tag me next year. So the cost is $60. And they're going to get stuck there. The problem is, if they do get stuck there, Dak is the one that wins, because he'll just wait a year and then get everything that he wants from someone else or from you. And he can lay you with $50 million against your salary cap on his way out the door because of his last deal. So they're in a hard spot there. CeeDee Lamb, I promise, wants top of the market wide receiver money. The very top, as in, I want to be number one. And they don't want to do that. So they'll keep waiting. And they'll pretend that number is too high. And then Justin Jefferson will get his, and then CDs will go up. And then maybe they won't even get it done this offseason. And you'll get to next year where you have to tag him and blah, 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 blah. And they're just not very good at negotiating. And that's unfortunate, but it's what they do. Can we switch with the Eagles office with ours? At least DT, they made some moves. It literally messed Roman Wolf Gaming. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, the Cowboys are the only team literally that hasn't done anything today. Not one thing. They're the only team that did literally nothing today. The only team. Miles, why do the Cowboys pride themselves on negotiating but are terrible at it? I don't know why they pride themselves on it, but they are really bad at it. And here's the thing. They won't be bad, because you're not going to be bad with Dak, CeeDee, Micah, Diggs, Bland, Tank. You won't be bad. But I do think they're making a mistake not even being involved today with the amount of things that they need to get done, because here's how it'll play out. Let's try to do this. Let's do it the most realistic way it could play out. Ray's in the super chat. I just trade Dak. I want him long-term, but I feel for Dak. They should just let him go. Well, they can't trade Dak. He has a no-trade clause. He's winning there too. But what could happen is Dak could be tired of them and just be like, I don't care about our contract extensions. You don't want to give me what I want. Like, we'll just wait. And then next offseason, the price will go up, or I'll walk and cripple you on my way out the door. But there are some Cowboy fans that I do wish a Dakless team on, because I think y'all need to see what it looks like, because I've seen it and it's not fun. Thank you, Rob, being in the super chat. Appreciate you. Okay, so the most common way, by the way, part of the reason that they don't sign big-time free agents is because they're cheap. They have the most valuable franchise in pro sports, but they're kind of cheap. Go look up cash spent on players over the last few years as opposed to cap dollars spent. They're kind of cheap. Signing bonus checks are real. You got to have that money in escrow. You got to write them checks. They don't spend a lot of cash. So all the things that they need and where it seems most likely that they'll fill them. Offense. They're going to cut Gallup. They've given him permission to seek a trade, but nobody's going to trade for that contract. So they're going to post June 1 Gallup. You have an opening for your third wide receiver. What most likely happens? For now, I'm just going to put Jalen Tolbert, because I want to assign where I think they're going to use draft picks and free agency. For the moment, I'm going to pass on wide receiver and just say Jalen Tolbert, which, by the way, I don't think is good enough. I liked him in the draft. Nothing that I've seen from him says I'm an NFL starter. So that's one. Tony Pollard, how are they going to fill that? I've told you before, they're going to have to do a restructure if they want to do it. But there are people in the league, and maybe need to check, maybe he gets a deal done right now. There are people in the league that believe Derrick Henry could be a Dallas Cowboy. Depends what his market is. Pollard is worth $8 million a year. Cowboys weren't going to pay that. Is Derrick Henry at age 30 going to be a one-year, $5 or $6 million guy? Then maybe. Otherwise, you're going to see draft pick plus random veteran.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Maybe even a guy that's on the roster right now, but I think it's likely for now I'm going to put placeholder second or third round pick for running back. How are you going to fill left tackle, starting left tackle? Tyron Smith. What I believe is the most likely route to filling left tackle, first round pick. Tyler Biadasz. What do I believe is the most likely way that they're going to replace Tyler Biadasz at the moment? Let's say Brock Hoffman or TJ Bass. All right, we go to defense. Let me see here. I said thank you to Rob in the super chat. Ecuador man, been a fan for 40 years. Seen it. Also, Dak ain't it. I appreciate the super chat. No one's it except Mahomes. Okay, so receiver, they're going to do nothing, and it'll be Jalen Tolbert. Pollard, they'll replace with the second or third round pick and a guy off the bottom of the free agency barrel or Rico or whatever. Maybe Deuce? That'd be fun. Tyron, first round pick. Biadasz on the roster. Hoffman or TJ Bass, which I'm terrified of. Okay. Defense, one of your starting corners, it's okay because Trayvon Diggs is back. You have Diggs and Bland, but you're losing Gilmore and Lewis at the moment. Who is your third starting corner? Gotta believe that's a free agency thing. Maybe Jordan Lewis has no market whatsoever and it's him. But I don't think it'll be a draft pick. And they're not going to spend real money in free agency, which is bad. Jonathan Hankins was your starting nose tackle. He's gone. Right now, what is the most realistic answer to that? Pray to God that Mazi Smith can play better football. And then sign a bottom of the barrel backup for Mazi Smith. Bottom of barrel free agent. Okay, so that's corner and defensive tackle. Leighton Vander Esch. They have Damone Clark. They have Overshown. They have zero backups for them. One of your draft picks, and they'll sign a bottom of the barrel guy. So let's say random pick, BOB free agent, bottom of barrel. I got to replace Hankins, Vander Esch, a corner. I'm missing one somewhere. Hankins, Vander Esch, a corner. By the way, our pass rusher depth also. Right now, Fowler is gone. Armstrong's gone. I guess Sam Williams can play a bunch of snaps. That's fine. Vander Esch. Well, I guess Diggs and Bland or Gilmore and Lewis was two. So that may be all eight. That may be everybody. So here's what I'm saying to you is that it's not good if you can draw out which positions they're going to pick where in the draft, you're not in good shape. And I think I can. I think your first round pick is going to be an offensive tackle. Maybe your second round pick will be a center. Your third round pick will be a running back, or maybe flip-flop that. And that means you can't use one of those picks on if the right pass rusher is available, if the right interior defensive player is available, if the right wide receiver is available, if the right linebacker is available. There's too many things that they need to be able to draft pure unless they get three or four starting caliber players out of free agency. And I don't see how they do with what their plan is right now. If not Henry, Aaron Jones, what does Jeff think? I think the Packers got worse at running back and paid more to do it. They cut Aaron Jones, which cost them money, signed Josh Jacobs for more, backwards order, but it's what they did, signed Josh Jacobs for more, and now have a worse player. And Josh Jacobs is a good running back, but I think Aaron Jones is one of the best running backs when he's available to play. I would love Aaron Jones. I would love it. I would love for them to flip the Trayvon Diggs switch on his contract that gives you $8 million tomorrow and sign Aaron Jones. I would love that. And I hate paying running backs. But if you're talking $7, $8 million as opposed to 12 to 15 on a long-term deal, I'd do that for Aaron Jones. Problem is he's hurt guy. Like, that's what I think Green Bay is doing. They know that they don't have as explosive a player anymore, but they think they have a guy that can hold up for 17 games and give the ball to a bunch. Oh, yeah, you guys know what's happening. That's two different comments there about drafting horny. They're going to be drafting horny, man. They're going to be drafting horny. Do you want scat back or big old boy like Henry? I like the scat backs. I like the receivers. I like the dudes who make the big plays. Henry, once upon a time, could make you giant plays. I just think he's going to be 30. He may be 30. He's got 2,000 NFL carries on him. That's when you fall off, and he has begun to. Yeah, so that's where we are. Cowboys free agency, the only team in the NFL that did literally nothing today. The only team. Van Der Esch is going to retire. I think. So yeah, I think the Cowboys are a little bit scared. I think they're a little bit worried at how many things they've already pushed back that the bill is going to come due on. And they're playing, at least so far, they're playing this offseason like a team that doesn't want to push everything back again because they think they're about to eat it. And they don't want to do that. Tank money, Zach money, potentially Dak money. And here's the thing. We don't know what this offseason is going to look like on the whole because, again, we knew they weren't playing ball today. We knew it. But this offseason is different than prior offseasons because of the number of holes that need to be filled that they have not filled. There's a lot to do. And they're going to try to do it on the cheap. And we're going to wonder why Keanu Neal can't play. And we're going to wonder why Anthony Barr can't play. And we're going to wonder why Gerald McCoy isn't kicking butt for us. Because they're going to sign dudes on the cheap on one-year deals. And we're going to be so surprised. It's going to be tough. The Jones family is on spring break. I can't verify that at the moment, but they usually are at this time. They're usually on the boat. That's usually where they are right now. So, yeah, we're staring down the barrel of probably knowing exactly what they're going to do this offseason and this draft season. And if that's true, that's not a good thing. But, hey, look how happy that bear is. How many comp picks are we going to end up with? Right now you have hold on, over the cap tracks this every year. I think you have a 4-5-6. Yep, you have three of them at the moment from the guys you're losing. You'll have three extra picks. But boy, if they are playing to make sure that they get to keep those comp picks instead of signing dudes to start on your NFL football team that's supposedly competitive. Woo, boy. I don't need my comp picks that bad. But they might be thinking that we're going to need those comp picks. We're going to about to eat quarterback money, and we're going to need cheap labor all over the place. We need 11 draft picks next year, 12 draft picks next year. And the biggest problem right now, or one of the biggest problems, is that last year's draft class brought you nothing. You know, if it turned out that Mozzie was a baller, Scooney was a baller, Overshown didn't get hurt and played well, and you knew what you had there, that changes things because you need less. But right now, boy, they need a lot for a team with $2 million in cap space that's not in a hurry to do anything about it. Yeah. Who is your dream pick right now in the first from Ryan? If they take tackle, which one do you think they end up with? Whichever one is still available out of the top six or seven or whatever, probably the Oklahoma guy, something like that. Jeff, you're not buying the DTs make a big second year jump. I'm buying the DT for a lot of guys can take time to develop. I'm not writing off Mozzie. I think it's a scary plan to think that not only is he going to start, but he's going to play a whole bunch of snaps. Because right now, your roster only has two D tackles on the whole thing. I guess technically they signed Carl Davis back. If you count that, but he wasn't playing for nobody else. I'm scared to put a bunch on Mozzie's plate and think that you can take that to the bank for show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Watch us trade back. I love trading back. Trading back is my hero. Get Captain Trade Down t-shirts. We love trading back around these parts. Extra picks. I thought Deuce was your boy and he was bad at football. No, my tiny running back just needs a chance. These jerks didn't give my tiny running back a chance. They're out here giving the ball to Hunter Lipke instead. Do we, the fans, have anything to look forward to? Sure you do. You pull for a team that wins double-digit games every year, the quarterback is healthy. This year will be harder than any of the other ones because I think they're going to have a worse team and a harder schedule than either of the prior 2 years. But you got a good quarterback, one of the best receivers in football, one of the best pass rushers in football, two corners that intercept the ball a lot. You still got good stuff, but it is very possible that the iceberg cometh. It is very possible. Jeff, let's trade down and get picks. I love trading down and getting picks. Jeff, King Henry, and Deuce, the new smash and dash. In. Let my little man have the football. Dan Quinn making the Commanders as the new Cowboy boy. Dan Quinn, they got money to spend, though. That's the other thing, is you can't hold them to the same standard as the teams that have all the cap space. Like Green Bay, right? Green Bay signed people today to big contracts. Of course they did. They got a quarterback on a rookie deal, and their wide receivers and tight ends are all rookies. They don't make no money. They got money to spend. It's harder for the Cowboys to have money to spend. But it's not that hard. Extend Dak today. Extend CD today. I got $40 million to spend. Because that's the other thing. It's very likely both those things will end up happening. But the Cowboys will string that out to try to win a deal because they're offended that the agents are asking for market value for players who are at the top of their position groups. And eventually they will pay exactly what the market dictates. But they'll string it along for a year too long or 2 years too long and end up with a quarterback who can't be franchise tagged or traded with his giant cap hit and void years getting ready to hit you in the face. And you get there because you didn't sign them when you should have. Dak should have been signed after his third year in football. CeeDee should have been signed last offseason. Micah Parsons should be getting signed this offseason. But they balk at dudes getting market value, and then eventually they pay it. One dude they paid early, held out to get it, and it was a running back. Ah! Ah! Give me Zach Moss plus Benson any day over these free agents. Yeah, they'll get a running back. They'll get a random veteran. I don't know what his name is. From your inside knowledge, what percent do you give them getting Henry? Everything that I think about them screams absolutely not. Their experience with older running backs, their experience with paying running backs, all of the different things scream absolutely not. It's just what someone told me about what someone in the NFL who would know lots thinks is going to happen. So just because of that, I'll give them like a 20-25% chance. It doesn't make sense in my brain. You cut Zeke and ate money. You had Pollard on a franchise tag. I would think guys on the downside at running back, after having running backs on the books for so much over the last 4 years, I would think they wouldn't. It's just somebody telling me that somebody thinks something that I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. But yeah, it'll probably be Eddie George again if they do sign him. Why are they always doing nothing? It's what they do. I'll take trading Lance to the Vikings for a second. Why would the Vikings give up a second round pick for a dude that was available for a fourth round pick last year, who's now going into the last year of a contract, who's never shown he could play football? If they get more than they gave up for Trey Lance, salute. Hats off to you. Trey Lance doesn't have value. Trey Lance didn't have any value. QB desperation is wild, though. But watch. Like, they'll go for Sam Darnold over Trey Lance. Trey Lance doesn't have any value. Although there are people who want him to start for the Cowboys. You know who you are, you crazy people. You know who you are. Anyway, that's a little Cowboys free agency chat for you. I love seeing you guys. I'm sorry for all that they put you through. I know it hurts. We're all insane for staying in it, but God bless you. What do you think of benching Dak and putting in Trey Lance? I think that would be a great way to lose a bunch of games and tank for a quarterback. I mean, if the Cowboys are just wild ass and they're mad enough at Dak's agent and Dak, and they're just like, we're not paying $60 million, the end, we're getting away from this guy, and they don't restructure him, don't extend him, nothing. They just play out the year and let him walk. Just for kicks, sign Lance for 3-30 and do it right now. Have a quarterback on the cheap. Nobody else is going to pay him more than that. Do it. Sight unseen on an NFL field. Just do it. And just see what happens. I think it would be bad. Hell, have fun. Who knows? Would you keep Cooper Rush over Trey Lance? No, I wouldn't. And they can't. They would be crazy because it's a salary cap thing. Like, they pick, they're going to, or I guess they haven't done it yet, right? Is his roster bonus hit already? Or does it hit in camp? He's on the books for over $5 million. Rush is two and change, and you can get out of it. But hell, maybe they'll keep all three and have a $5 million third string quarterback. I don't know. Please help me understand how Philly does it. Because they don't mind playing in free agency and throwing money back and back and back and back and back. It's wild that they just signed a pass rusher while they're trying to trade two pass rushers who Huff might be a better pass rusher, purely pass rusher, than both of them. But he's a worse run defender than either one of them. But they do, boy. Philly just fires at it and fires and fires and fires. And part of it is you just look at who are their highly paid guys. They don't have as many guys that are highly paid on their roster that they drafted and developed, so they get to spend their money somewhere else. Is there a better fit to fix this O-line than JPJ, or am I crazy? Maybe. So now you're using your first-round pick on a center. Where am I getting my left tackle? It's just so many things to do. Like, if they're really going to bank on Tolbert as a starting receiver. Mozzie Smith is a starting nose who plays a bunch of snaps because right now you have no depth behind him either. There's no one there at corner. They haven't drafted or developed anyone that can start at corner in the NFL right now. When we're going through it, it's like, okay, I need my first round pick to be the center or the left tackle. I need my second round pick to be the center or the left tackle. I got to find a starting corner. I got to find, and we already ran out of picks where you can bank on the dude stepping in and being good. Hell, their first round pick last year couldn't step in and be good. Oh boy, they got work to do and no money to do it. You have a left tackle, Tyler Smith. You could do that and go find a guard. Now, if you did do that, I'll tell you this. You just got worse at left tackle than you were a year ago, and you're going to be worse at left guard than you were a year ago because there ain't a rookie you're going to draft, and there ain't a free agent you're going to sign that's a better left guard than Tyler Smith, and Tyler Smith ain't Tyron Smith at left tackle. He might be good. Might be. I know he's great at guard. I'd rather find a tackle and leave him alone. That's what I would do. We still haven't signed Gilly. They can't sign Gilly. They only got $2 million under the cap, and they haven't restructured anybody yet, and they haven't extended anybody yet because they want to be able to tell the fan base that the reason they can't sign anybody is because the quarterback and CD, because those are the guys they're in negotiations with. That's what they want to do. They want you to get mad at the quarterback and the receiver to try to pressure them to take less money when they could do whatever they want right now. Flip the Trayvon Diggs switch. They're going to flip it later. But they're going to tell you they don't have money because of Dak and CD. That's what they're going to do. They did restructure Martin. That's how they got under the cap. They were over the cap, and you have to be under the cap to start the year. So anyway, I'm going to go watch the second half of the Dallas Mavericks. I love you guys. Hey, hang in there. It's a long off season. By the end of this thing, we could feel great. Who knows what they're going to do? The possibilities are endless. Today was always going to suck. Remember, you have no idea what anybody is going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.